right, welcome back. Hobbo and Frank, final segment tonight. Frank is going to bring us up to date on the Olympic activities, other than what we've already talked about, which is men's lacrosse starting this weekend. But a lot of other things going on, Frank.
Very excited to report the UVA women's team. Well, they dropped a heartbreaker to Duke on Friday. They rallied to edge Virginia Tech once again, 50-47.
Which is like 14 wins in a row or something
Man, they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat because they were in trouble that game. UVA men's and women's swimming are about to take off again. We'll have more news next week. Wrestling had a very nice weekend. They defeated Appalachian State convincingly on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they whipped ODU 27-6 on Senior Day over there in Mem Gym. They're getting ready for a big national tournament. They've got to go up north to Ithaca, New York. And that's the National Invitational Duels. And I know Steve Garland, the coach, who was just on this show weeks ago, I know he's looking forward to some great results up there. Let's see here. Softball won two games as senior Melanie Mitchell pitched a complete game shutout as Virginia softball opened their season. UVA's women golfers were in 10th place after the first round. I did not hear about how they did today. Women's tennis got to play some big-time teams this weekend and really struggled a little bit, but really the first time they've ever been in the company of those types of teams. Texas A&M, Michigan, Southern Cal, these teams are all in the top 13 and 15 in the nation, and they bit off a lot. UVA men's baseball kicks off this weekend. First pitch down at ECU, three-game series. And we know our good friend Terry Holland is down there probably watching some baseball as the Pirates are hosting the Cavaliers. As we mentioned, men's lacrosse. Huge game. Start the season against the Drexel Dragons, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Get out of your chairs. Get up there to Charlottesville. Go see some basketball tomorrow night.
Yeah,
7 p.m.
There are tickets available, I believe. And you're right, big weekend with baseball and lacrosse getting underway with lacrosse in Charlottesville. But
tomorrow night.
Hokies in town. I think the Hoos continue to roll. I think the chemistry's good. They're playing well.
Why not?
They're doing what Tony Bennett wants. They share the basketball. They're playing great defense. In the last couple of games, they've been making shots. You know, they had 10 made threes against Clemson, 11 yesterday against Maryland. That has always been my stat. Anytime you make 10 or more three-point baskets in a game, you're going to win more often than not. It'd be an interesting thing to go back over the years and see how many times they've had double-digit threes and not won. But at any rate, big game tomorrow night. I think the Hoos take care of business.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Hobbo. How long can Virginia sustain this with Toby out now with mononucleosis, with our good friend Darian Atkins at the power forward position has got these shin splints, and he gamely gave Tony Bennett 7 minutes yesterday?
I think they're fine right now. You know, I mean, of course, they're 20, 21 years old. They're young. So unless you're injured, I don't think there's a problem playing two, three times a week. Now, the one issue becomes foul trouble because he's primarily playing six guys. You know, now he played nine people yesterday, but Tevin Jones and Taylor Barnett and Darian Atkins only got in for a few minutes. So Nolte is the guy coming off the bench playing double-digit minutes. And the other guys, Anderson, I think, played 35. Harris played 37. And Jontel Evans is out there 35-plus minutes. So they're logging a lot of time.
Tevin's got to get more minutes.
The problem is, you know, particularly against the Hokies, you got to try to shut down Eric Green. I think that's going to be one of the challenges. He had 35 in Blacksburg. I think Coach Bennett's probably going to challenge his team tomorrow night to limit Eric Green, try to control him, and if they do that, they should be okay.
All right, we're going to slip this in quickly. The 9th annual Hokies versus Hoos food fight presented by Martin's ends tomorrow. The Wahoos are ahead 17,000 points to like 12,000 points for the Hokies. It's a good cause. Helps the Central Virginia Food Bank. Get out there and
everybody wins in that. And next week, Jimmy Miller and swim coach Mark Bernardino.
Go Wahoos. Beat the Hokies in Charlottesville. Get up there and go see the Hoos play the Hokies.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
You've been listening to Hoos Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.